Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Sunday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. This morning, as I continued in my devotion time through the book, Here Am I, today's topic is on being called to be a peacemaker. And if you listened to or watched yesterday's episode of encouragement and prayer, you may remember that yesterday's topic was being called to peace. And I believe they kind of go hand in hand. We're able to be a peacemaker because God has made it possible for us to have peace with Him. See, when we live in conflict, when we live in uncertainty, when we live in a constant state of chaos, to where our life does not feel like we have any element of peace in it at all, it's nearly impossible for us to be that person that helps others to find peace. If we haven't been able to discover it for ourselves, it's like asking someone who continually files for bankruptcy, asking them financial advice. We would probably think that that's not a very smart move. They haven't figured something out, or they've had some issues, or something's gone on. And whether it had anything to do with their choices or their fault or not, it's not likely we would go to someone that does not at least give the appearance of having what we want and knowing how to achieve it. And so being a peacemaker first requires that we live at peace within ourselves, with God. And when we think about that, then I think the question comes up, what is it that brings me peace in this life? What is it about my relationship with God that leads to peace with Him? What is it about the time I spend in God's Word and in prayer that allows me a sense of peace with myself and with God? I think at the heart of all of that is the ability to give and receive forgiveness. We have peace with God because of His willingness to forgive us. His willingness to do whatever it takes to make it possible for us to be in relationship with Him. To live as a peacemaker in this world means that I will do whatever it takes to be at peace with one another. And sometimes, and the Bible talks about to be at peace with all men as far as it is possible with us, from our perspective. Yes, peace is a two-way street. There will be people that it just seems like you will never be able to be at peace with because they choose not to be. Just as there are people who will never be at peace with God because they consistently choose not to. But what am I doing? What is my perspective? How am I seeking peace? How am I helping others to seek peace? You see, sometimes that peace is kind of removing ourselves from a situation. Sometimes that peace may be saying, I'm not even looking at Facebook today. I'm not even logging into any social media account today. I'm turning off the news and the television. The things that those feed my mind and my thoughts are not peaceful thoughts. Sometimes being a peacemaker calls us to say things that are difficult. say things that may not want to be heard. There are times where I've had to physically stay away from certain settings and gatherings because I knew that those surroundings would not contribute to peace. And that my input would not be desired nor welcomed. And so it would not bring peace to the gathering, and it would definitely not bring peace to me. And sometimes as we live as a peacemaker, the greatest thing that we can do is to pray for one another. To ask God to bring peace into situations that are very volatile. Knowing that we can't do that. I think many times we get the idea and the impression and desire that we ought to be able to fix anything. That we ought to be able to do it. And being a peacemaker isn't about us making peace. It's about bringing people together so that God can make peace. Again, how do I come about a sense of peace? Without God, I don't know. With God, I can find peace that surpasses all understanding. And so any peace that we accomplish or we manipulate based on our wisdom and our ability will generally be short-lived. The peace that we need to be making with one another is a peace that has God at the center. This morning's devotion, as I typically do on Sunday mornings, is designed to encourage. Designed to be slightly longer than my typical weekday devotion and prayer times, but to be used as a individual Sunday school time or devotional time as you prepare for your morning worship. And we live in a time where there are churches who are finding ways to gather safely. There are those who continue to meet online, wanting to give the greatest protection to those who would be vulnerable, not wanting anyone to be left out of an in-person gathering. But even in the context of beginning to meet again, most small group meetings continue to be problematic. Those face-to-face Bible school type studies. And so this is part of that. I also introduced the daily devotion topic that I've been going through. On Sundays, I introduce the prayer guide. I write and publish online a prayer guide every week. Have since late 2012, I believe, that are topical, scripture-based prayer guides to help us what I call pray beyond the list. To continue praying for the sick and the shut-ins and the hurting and those involved in accidents and in COVID-19 and all of these issues surrounding that. The normal list type things. But to add to that and to pray with depth according to what God says. This week's topic is on understanding. And as when I introduced the prayer guide, I talk about, you know, in the chaos and confusion and misinformation and everything else surrounding COVID-19, we need to have a greater understanding. I key off the verse for this prayer guide, a verse out of Chronicles where the people of Israel are being numbered, so to speak. We're being introduced to the various tribes and leaders within them. And in the midst of that, there's this little verse that says, the men of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. And I read that verse, and it's one of those that I was introduced to some time ago, and it's an easy one to skip over. For those that have read through the Bible and multiple times as I have, you get into some of these passages and you just kind of keep reading and reading and reading, and you read it, but it doesn't really sink in. And this verse, in the midst of these names and numbers, is one of those easy ones to kind of run right by as you're reading. But it made me wonder, as I began to prepare the prayer guide that was published this morning, who are the men of Issachar today? Will I be a man of Issachar? Will you be a person that has that characteristic of understanding the times and knowing what to do? You see, this is a twofold thing. It's one thing to understand the times, and that's difficult enough as it is with so much information that's flooding our way. It's a whole other thing to, even if we do understand the times, to know what to do. So much of the confusion, and I used that word yesterday, so much of the confusion surrounding the COVID-19 stuff has to do with both a problem in understanding the virus, the times that it's present in, and the great problem in knowing what to do. And as I hear discussions being held at various levels on, do we hold this or do we not hold this? Do we have summer camp or do we cancel summer camp? Do we have a 4-H fair or do we cancel it? Do we do this or do we do that? It often revolves around those two issues. Trying to understand the times and trying to know what to do. And so this week, as we spend time praying about understanding, well, we'll look at praying about understanding things from God's perspective and how our understanding of God and His ways ought to help us have a greater understanding of one another. And I believe that element helps us to be a better peacemaker. It's fascinating. I did not plan to be at this point in the devotional book that today would be about being a peacemaker, so that it would match up with this topic of understanding. As I prepare typically Monday mornings, I sit down with God and start praying and asking about the next prayer guide. And so last Monday morning, as I prayed and thought about our times, it was this idea of understanding that seemed to be lacking. And so I put together the prayer guide, and as the week progressed and as I kept going through the devotion, I noticed that this would kind of mesh up together. But we live, and I had a devotion earlier about listening. But we live in a time where there doesn't appear to be a lot of attempts to understand one another. We're very quick to want to make our opinions known. We have readily available at our fingertips the ability to share on social media anything that we agree with, and to research and to discover people that will back us up, that have at least a sense of credibility about them. And so when we read articles online of things that we disagree with, that have an opinion that's different than ours, it seems we often choose not to even try to understand. Our first response is to object, to go to our arsenal of proof and jump right in and explain why they're wrong. And oftentimes, as I read these conversations that take place in full public view, I realize that the response didn't really understand what the first person was saying to start with. It's just an automatic, I read one word that triggered this, and here's my response to that one word. What would happen if we lived with a greater understanding of one another? If we sought out to understand what a person's going through? There are times where life wears us down, and we respond in ways that sometimes are inappropriate, but even when appropriate, are not all that pleasant. And when we begin to seek to live with understanding, we recognize that that person's view, that person's opinion is colored by what they're living through. And it helps us to be a better peacemaker. There are times, this has been one of those weeks where the middle of the week, it was a night that was a tough night. And still trying to kind of catch up from a constant interruption of sleep and dozing and not dozing and caring for family, and all of that impacts the way I live, the way I respond, the way I think. And so I would find myself after that night of reading things on social media and immediately thinking in my mind, that's just so wrong, I need to straighten them out. And while I don't do it perfectly, I've committed to setting a filter on my responses. A mental filter. Not they don't create, to my knowledge, a physical, actual filter that you can plug in, although that would be interesting. That I won't immediately respond to anything I read, at least not publicly. There are times where I've read things that I felt were timely enough that I would write a private response and message addressing. But I've come to realize that in the times where I'm worn down and weary and living with frustrations beyond my control, those are the times I'm least likely to live with an understanding and even seek an understanding of what someone else is saying, what they're typing, what they're sharing. And it's in those times where being a peacemaker doesn't happen all that much. It takes extra work to live with understanding. It takes extra work to live as a peacemaker. It takes extra work. I love when Jesus is teaching on the what we call the Beatitudes. He says, blessed are those who are peacemakers. You know, there's a list of things in the Beatitudes there that Jesus says, blessed if you do this. And peacemakers is one of those. And if you look through that list, it doesn't seem that any of those things are easy to do. It doesn't seem that any of those things are natural to our human nature to do. And I believe that's part of why Jesus kind of points them out and says, these are good things to do. These are godly things to do. These are things that represent me well. And so today, as we spend time praying, I want you to spend time talking with God and listening to God about those two elements and how they work together. About being a peacemaker. Do you find yourself living at peace or living in conflict more often than not? What does it take to move from conflict to peace? How would understanding and how would seeking to understand increase the level of peace that you have with others and even the level of peace that you have with God? There are many people who do not live at peace with God because, well, even by their words, I don't understand Him. You've heard it. You may not have heard it quite that way, but people will say, how can a loving God allow this pandemic to sweep earth? How can a loving God allow an innocent child to suffer? You see, those are questions that come about because we don't understand. And so we're not at peace with God. We're not at peace in our own spirit because we don't understand. And as we spend time in God's Word and in prayer listening to God, we realize that He weeps with us. The disasters and catastrophes of earth are not His fault. They came about on earth to begin with as a result of sin, as our choice. And we recognize God does not call us to a peace without trouble. He calls us to a peace within our troubles. As we pray, are there people that God brings to your mind that, whether it's someone that you're in conflict with or just people you know who are in conflict with one another, that you hear God saying, I've called you to be a peacemaker? You see, I think we begin by being a peacemaker with those that we're in conflict with, but I don't believe God's calling ends there. It's always fascinating when Paul writes his letters and there's times where he'll name names and it just almost unbelievable in our culture and society to think of standing up in front of a church and calling out people by name and saying, you guys need to get along. And yet, as Paul would write these letters that would generally be read out loud publicly, that's what he would do. And I doubt that those letters were the first time that the conflict between people had been addressed. I'm not saying that's the immediate go-to in order to make peace. But Paul lived as a peacemaker, trying to draw people to a greater sense of peace between one another and a greater sense of peace between them and God. Who is it that comes to mind that you say, I need to be a peacemaker today? Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God who has called us to yourself both to have peace and to be a peacemaker. Father, help us to spend time listening to your word, to your spirit within us. May the peace that we've found in you be something that we share with others. Father, as we examine our life, our relationships, may you make it clear, reveal in us and to us the conflict that exists between people. And Father, while we don't have the authority or ability or power to resolve all of it, you've still called us to represent you in the midst of conflict. To be that peacemaker that helps people see and understand one another. That helps people see and understand you. Father, as we think about living as a peacemaker, may we always be mindful of the greatest peace that we can broker between individuals is the peace that we can represent between us and you. That even if we were to get everybody on earth at peace with one another and agreeing with one another, but still distant from you, we've failed. And so, Father, help us to not use peace as our God. To not abandon the principles of your word in an attempt to be at peace. Father, today as we live in the midst of this COVID-19, the confusion that surrounds it, Father, give us a greater level and element of understanding. Father, even if we never understand COVID-19 itself, may we have a greater understanding because we have an understanding of one another. Father, as we interact daily with people that have different views and opinions from us, may we learn to listen in order to understand. May we not be so quick to respond with canned answers that really don't address what's going on. Father God, as we pray today, I pray that you would remove this virus from the face of the earth. I pray that the division and the confusion that it has brought would be resolved. I pray that our life would honor Jesus in our actions, in our words, in our online presence, and in everything we do. Father, for many of us as we continue to worship together from wherever we are, may we continually look to you and seek understanding of one another. May our go-to thoughts be of understanding and not of condemnation. Father, may we be the people who understand the times and know what to do. Father, may we gain both of those elements by spending time in your word and prayer, listening to you, to one another, to your spirit. Father God, today, may we live with a greater degree of peace than ever before. May we be an instrument of bringing about peace between people and you. May that role of peacemaker be one that we take seriously. Oh, Father, I continually pray for those who are sick, those who, whether it's COVID-19 or something else, who have to be hospitalized in a time where that is a very much a lone thing. So I also pray for family members of those who are in the hospital, those who are in nursing homes and care facilities that are not allowed visitors. For those family members that are worried and anxious, longing to be with their loved ones and helping to comfort and care for them but not able to be. May you encourage them. May you give them peace. May you surround them with peacemakers that listen with understanding and compassion. Father, may we be serious about being your body, that Christ is our head. May he be the source of wisdom and understanding that we live by. May we allow him to direct the various parts of the body of which we are one. Father, I pray that we would lift up Jesus in all that we do, that in him we would find both the peace and the understanding that we need. And in him we would share both the peace and understanding that others need. And Father, that in lifting up Jesus, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning time of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. You can find the prayer guide that I mentioned at impactprayerministry.com. Just look for the prayer guides tab. And if you don't have a church home to worship with, whether in person or online this morning, feel free to join us at Deer Run Church of Christ. On our Facebook page, just search for Deer Run Church of Christ. On our YouTube channel, or off our website at drcc.net. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.